You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. My name is Nicholas, and we're going through the Gospel of Matthew. We're pretty much in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount here, or perhaps more toward the end of it in chapter 5 and about verse 30. He's going through, you have heard that it was said of them of old time. And he said, thou shalt not commit adultery. And now he's saying, he draws some extreme illustrations there. It would be better that you pluck out your eye or cut off your hand and throw them for you. It'd be better than that one of your members perish and that your whole body should be cast into hell. And in verse 31, he continues, he says, it hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say to you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. Now, that's pretty power-packed stuff, you know. And being on the internet as I am, and of course lost a wife a year or so ago. She died at the young age of 35 years, and a terrible loss for me, especially considering that she was with a child at the time, and so a double loss for me. And so I did not worship my wife and or anything like that. So she was a woman. She was a good woman, and yes, I wish she had lived. Because she was a good companion too, as well as a woman who desperately wanted to please our Heavenly Father. And by her, the way she was toward me, that was evident to everyone who knew her and was around at all, that's the kind of woman she was. And boy, I'll tell you what, it's hard to find a woman like that, men and lady women out there, very few. Anyway, getting back to our text here, and its applicability to today. Is this applicable today? For all of you go, the law is dead, and I only listen to the New Testament. Well, then you better perk up your ears here, because this is New Testament, and what I'm telling you is that it has no defense for disobedience to the commandments of our Heavenly Father and to the law. As it was given to the children of Israel. You have no defense, because here in the New Testament you find just about everything is repeated in one form or another of the commandments and the statutes that were not fulfilled, okay? And those that were fulfilled, well, obviously the New Testament tells us that they were fulfilled, like most of the ceremonial law, the sacrifice for sin. All fulfilled by Yahshua, our Messiah. But here he says, whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. Okay, so if you marry a divorced woman, this doesn't mean that you are committing adultery, because the reference here is to a woman who was put away unlawfully. And this goes both ways. Women, and I've joined a so-called Christian internet, perhaps I guess some would call it a dating site, although I'm not really looking for a date, but I guess if you're looking for a date, it's probably a good place to go, because there's a lot of so-called Christian women on there, and most of the profiles, they proclaim their wickedness. They don't know that they're proclaiming their wickedness. They say, oh, I just want a man of God, and I'm totally committed to Jesus. And you see stuff like this all the time. And then you go down the line and they go, you know, and you find out that, you know, perhaps 20 to 25% of them have never been married and they have children. And they proclaim, I have children and I wouldn't like any more. Yeah, that kind of contradicts their proclamation that they're looking for a man who loves God because they love God more than anything else. You know, what wickedness is this? You know, they don't know God if they're proclaiming, because if they love God and if they desire to do his will more than anything, well, then they would take stock in the first commandment, which says, be fruitful and multiply. And while we're on that wickedness, and that's why you got to be careful. And the first thing I want to know from these women is, if they're divorced, why are they divorced? And I talked to some of them and they just say, well, you know, we didn't get along or whatever. And they tell me why they're divorced. And I just think, well, you wicked white woman, I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole because I don't want to be living in continual adultery. Because that's what Yahshua, our Messiah, says right here. And I can tell that you are unrepentant. Because what you did was wicked, and you need to do as Paul said to do. You need to go to your husband and be reconciled. What did Paul say? That's right, Paul said, and he was talking to believers, women who were believers, if you leave your husband, he said, that you should remain single. So my advice to most of these women, most of these wicked women who left their husbands without a cause or for some light cause, but not a lawful and godly cause, and they're out there trolling for a godly man? Well, don't you, they should be a godly woman first. They need to either remain single, so they shouldn't be on that site at all, or they should be reconciled to their husband. Yeah, this isn't me saying this. Paul said that, and that's what the Messiah is saying here. Saying if you get married again, you're going to live in continual adultery. And that's why I say my first two wives are living in continual adultery. And until the day they repent and they come to me and say, can we be reconciled? They will continue. Yes, there is forgiveness. That's the good thing. There is forgiveness. But I find that most of these women, the great majority of them, will never repent, because they just justify what they did. They justify their wickedness. And as long as you're justifying your wickedness, as long as you're justifying that unlawful thing that you did, which destroyed your marriage, destroyed your children's lives, destroyed your husband's lives, and had a great effect on many around you that you will never even know or understand. Until you repent of those evil deeds, you will be living in continual adultery, and you will be drawing perhaps some innocent men into your continual adultery with you. Not my word. Listen to it. Listen to what the Messiah says here. Listen to it. He says, but I say, whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication. And this goes both ways, because in that day, a wife could not divorce her husband. A wife could not put away her husband. She could only leave. So he's drawing the illustration of giving a writ of divorcement here. But today, in the laws of man, when you get married with the state, your wife can divorce you. She can get a writ of divorce, because now we have equality. This ungodly, wicked equality. Okay? So now women have become like men, and this law applies both ways, not just to men. Because the applicability to man here is because of the way the law was then. But now, the law gives women a license to give a writ of divorce too. And that's why I never would get married by the laws of man. No wife is going to give me a writ of divorce. What am I? You know, am I a woman? Is my wife a man that she can give me a writ of divorce? Not under the law of God, only under the laws of man. And that's why statism is idolatry. Most people bow the knee and they worship the state. They worship the beast. And they worship the image of the beast. That's right. statism is idolatry, and the state is an image. That's what it is. Because, you know, you show me the state of California. Now, I'm not talking about the land. We designate land so that we know where it is. If you say, I live on the land in California near this or that town or this mountain range and near these streets, well, that's fine. You're just giving a location. But the state of California is an entity. You know what I'm talking about, and you know I'm speaking the truth. The state of California, and they write it in all caps so that you know that it is a fictitious entity, because all fictions are in proper grammar. They are to be written in caps, in all caps. That's the proper way to write them, or they may write them differently, but in proper legal terminology, they are to be written in caps. So you'll see the state of California. That's why when they recreate you in their image, they conform you to their image on their IDs that they give you. They write your name in all caps because they're creating you in their own image, because fictions can only deal with fictions. And that's another maxim of law. Fictions can't deal with real people. That's why all fictions have to be represented by a body. But anyway, we're going far astray. Now, but this all goes to law, my friends. It all goes to law. You have the laws of the kingdom of God, and you have the laws of men. You have two competing kingdoms. The kingdoms of men, the kingdoms of this world, they hate the law of God, and they hate family law, and that's why they set about to destroy it, because they don't want any competition whatsoever. And the family law of God is competing, and that's why they destroy it. But if you're living, there are a lot of cases I know of men, supposedly, that go to church and everything, and they know it. They know in their heart of hearts that they've married a wicked woman. Why did they marry her? Oh, she's a good looker. That's right. She's a wicked woman, but she's a good looker. But she left her husband for an unlawful reason. You really want to fall for that one? It would be better for you to pluck out your eye and go through the rest of your life blind. It would be better that you cut off your hand and you touch that kind of wickedness, that you enter into that type of work with your hand. It would be better that you went through the rest of your life without a hand than that your whole body and soul be cast into hell. That's it. That's what it's all about. So whoever marries her that is divorced for an unlawful reason, commits adultery. We need to repent. You need to put off those marriages. You need to run from them. You need to repent. All of you people that have followed the laws of man and decided that you could leave your marriages for no reason at all, you call yourself a Christian, you need to repent. And all you wicked women out there on these sites trolling, you left your husband without a cause, and you're looking for some simple-minded Christian man to live in adultery with you for the rest of your life. And all of you practicing birth control and abortion, and that's another thing, is they're out there, I don't want any more children. Well, yeah, we can tell you're really close to God. You really think like God. You're being conformed to his image, aren't you? Because God hates children, doesn't he? He was just kidding when he said, be fruitful and multiply. And, you know, and I'm being a white man myself, watching the white race die because they're practicing birth control and abortion, and seeing all these wicked white women on these dating sites going, I don't want any more children. And say, oh, I just want to serve God. And God is more important than anything to me. Anything else in my life, God is more important than all of that. But I want me a man. So I can just be a sperm receptacle. So we can just have sex anytime we want while I practice birth control and abortion. That's right. Don't want any children. Just want a man so we can have sex like the animals out there. That's right. So we can satisfy our lusts. Yes, I'm a wicked white woman, or I'm a wicked man who put away my partner for no lawful cause. Now I'm out here trolling and pretending I'm a godly man. Well, the pastor said I am. He said I prayed the prayer one day. He led me up to the kingdom, and he said you can go in when you die. Yes, now you can go to heaven when you die. You said the sinner's prayer, and no one will ever pluck you out of his hand. I have assurance. Well, that's a terrible thing. That false assurance of salvation, that you're going to go to heaven when you die. Because if you don't enter the kingdom of God right now, yeah, that's right, it may require you plucking out your eye or cutting off your hand. That's right. It may require that for you to enter into his kingdom now. So when you can go to heaven when you die, but you ain't going to heaven when you die. You ain't going to his kingdom when you die if you are not there already. If you aren't in the kingdom of heaven now, what makes you think you're going to go there when you die? If you hate his law now, what makes you think you're going to like it then? No, heaven would be hell to you if you hate God's law, because there's not going to be any other law there, and there isn't going to be any licentiousness that you're practicing now. Ain't going to be none of that. None of those things that you love, the licentiousness that you love, will not be in heaven forever. You will hate it there because you love licentiousness, you love wickedness, you love your sin, you love the things of this world, you love the creation more than you love the Creator. So who are you kidding? You're only fooling yourself if you think you're going to go to heaven when you die and you can continue to practice your wickedness now. So whosoever shall marry her that is divorced unlawfully commits adultery, living in continual sin, living in continual adultery. Repent. That's all I can say is repent. And women, even you need to go be reconciled to your husband. If you're living in sin with a man, get up, get out of that bed, leave that situation. It is unlawful. It is ungodly. Cut it off. That's right. Cut it off like it was your right hand. Pluck it out like it was your eyeball. Remove yourself from it. Go to your husband and say, can we be reconciled? And if he says, well, I've taken another wife, and I'm not taking you back. Well, then it's up to him. He can forgive you or not. If you've truly made the attempt to be reconciled, then you are forgiven. Then you have repented. Then you get on your knees before an almighty God. And you say, I have sinned. I have followed your commandment to go to my husband, to go and be reconciled. And he won't have me. Please forgive me. Help me. But don't go back to your adultery. Oh, no, because you entered into that unlawfully. That's right, you entered into it unlawfully. You wait for that partner to repent, too. Yeah, you can tell him what you did. But I'll tell you what, you need to start being obedient to our Heavenly Father. You need to start being obedient to his commands and his law. I can't tell you what to do in any particular situation in your life. I can tell you what to do as pertains to the law of God. You that are in wicked relationships, you need to repent. You need to go back and follow the law and be reconciled. You wives need to be reconciled to your husbands. You need to get, if you're shacked up with an ungodly man, you need to leave it. And all you men out there that are shacked up with some other man's wife who left her husband unlawfully, you need to leave that. If you're living with an unbeliever and you entered into that unlawfully, and you're living in adultery according to God's law, well, you need to get on your knees and you need to seek our Heavenly Father with a repentant heart and be obedient to him, whatever it takes. You have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. And to forswear, well, means, yeah, well, look at the word there, to forswear means you shall not give your word for the future. That means you're not going to enter into contracts that have to do with your future. You know, how about a mortgage? You know, the mortgage? That means, mortgage is comes from two words. Is one is to mortify. The same word is death. And, of course, the gauge is something that you gauge until death. So a mortgage is you've forsworn yourself until death, basically. How about entering into Social Security? You're forswearing yourself. That's right. You're saying, I will. You're entering into an agreement when not only you're forswearing yourself with a man, but to make it even worse, you're forswearing yourself with an idol, a fictitious entity, an image that has no reality. It only exists in the minds of men. It's like the state of California. It's not the land. It's a fictitious entity. It has its seat up there, and it has servants. It has a governor, you know, its chief executive officer, which oversees all the nonprofit corporations and church-incorporated states. So you've made an image your head, a fictitious entity. And when you go down and you sign up for Social Security, you didn't know what you were doing. You fool, you know. We were all fooled. Someone went down and signed up for me because I was an orphan at a young age in the great state of California, you know, on the land there where I was born. And nobody wanted to pay for the orphan. So in their wickedness, rather than being obedient to God and taking in the orphan, as a family should do, I should have been taken in by my father's brother. And he took me in long enough to arrange it for the state to take care of me. And I guess he went down and signed me up for Social Security. That's right. So he could get the state funded to take care of me. And, of course, they turned me over to the state and put me in a home and, of course, drew that money from the federal government, those benefits, to take care of me. So someone signed up for me so they could get benefits to take care of me when I was orphaned. They didn't follow God's law. They followed the laws of man. My brother, my father's brother, my uncle should have took me in as one of his own, and he should have treated me exactly like one of his own. But he did not. That's right. He did not. The next of kin should have took me in under the family law of our Heavenly Father. Anyway, so for those of you voluntarily or don't object, once you come of age or you come to the knowledge of what's going on, because many of you don't know. You're hearing this for the first time, and you have no clue that you have forsworn yourself, or someone forswore you, because what you said is, I will do thus and thus. And, of course, the image's path is that they'll take care of me when I get old if their rules don't change. I like that. You know, you have to stick to your part of the agreement. But their agreement says that they can change their part anytime they want, and they can change what you have to perform anytime you want. Oh boy, you know, that's what wickedness is practiced by these images and these beast governments out here. You sure you want to swear allegiance to an image and worship an image?